EMF, electromagnetic field, 2016, and my last session before I drive home, I had to visit the Locksport tent. Easily visible, it's got Locksport written in big letters just on the outside. And Nigel Tully, we recognise each other from 2 years ago, but I never got the chance to sit and absorb your knowledge. What's your background?
I'm a professional locksmith. I used to be an aerospace engineer, then realised that, you know, they're all idiots, so I quit and started my own career as a locksmith.
And when did you kind of switch from being the professional, keeping all the secrets, to which some locksmiths do, to let's kind of open this knowledge up and make a sport of it?
Sort of forced by the presence of the internet, locksmiths can't just conceal faults in locks anymore. There's too many interested people taking them apart. One of the chaps with us today, he's absolutely amazingly talented machinist. Self-taught, he saved up for a year to basically figure out one way to exploit one lock, high-end lock, in the belief that no one else had ever done it before. As it turned out, someone had 8 years previously, but it had been kept secret. So the minute he released it, they released their thing and said, oh no, look, we've already done this. So he was a bit upset. But the secrets won't stay hidden. He's not a locksmith. He could see the flaw in the lock. Anyone can.
And in some ways, he's the good guy, because the people that are keeping it secret, I'm not saying they were doing it for nefarious reasons, but anybody could keep it a secret and carry on opening those locks.
They weren't doing it for so much nefarious reasons as sort of, they sell to a lot of the three-letter agencies and that kind of thing.
Right.
So the belief that the lock is impregnable benefits them if they've got a tool that will open it, and no one else has.
Yeah. Well, I saw your teaching skills in practice today when a young child of maybe 10, do you think? I don't know how old he was, 9 or 10.
Yeah.
He sat next to me and I'm thinking, oh, I should have brought my lad along, but I think I'd just be helping him the whole time. He was ripping through two pin, three pin, four pin, five pin.
Yes.
And his dad was there going, oh, no, this is a skill I'm proud of, but I wasn't expecting.
Yes.
Is it because he's gentler as the brute force blokes?
Possibly. A lot of guys come along and they've got this sort of preconception, oh yeah, I'll rip the lock open. It doesn't work. Mm. If you're going to use a hammer and a screwdriver, feel free, but most locks will stop that, even the cheap ones. The problem you've got with a lot of the stuff is that it's a fairly low level of skill that you need to open a lot of the cheaper stuff, and if you just listen to the instructions, you'll get it done.
Yeah.
It's simple.
And I was definitely subject to putting a little bit too much force on one of the tools, the tensioning tool, and it was you just saying, just ease off. I can tell by your fingers that you're going too hard. And then the four pin popped, and I was like, oh, something as simple as that. It's just, I could have been at it for hours.
Yes, yes. If you don't know what you're doing, it's the back art. Locksmiths have kept things in the dark for a long, long time. And I have had some issues with professionals who have sort of tried to blackball me, basically just on the grounds that I associate with hobbyists,
which
is insane. You know, Barry Wells is a hobbyist, or was a hobbyist, and he broke bump keys onto the world scene. You know, everybody knows what a bump key is now.
Yeah.
It's a locksmith tool that sort of died and no one knew what it was, and then now all locksmiths are like, oh yeah, bump keys, we know how to use those. It's crazy. Lock snapping. The criminals have been using it for years because it's such a simple way of breaking into a house in seconds.
Yeah.
And yet there are still thousands of doors sold every year, brand new, which don't meet the spec to stop that.
And a couple of people who were suddenly popping these locks did look up to you and say, okay, I think I need to change the locks on my house. What do you recommend? And you mentioned a couple, actually.
Yes, yes. Basically, rather than plug any company, look for a 3-star rating on the lock. Because basically that means that if someone snaps it or attacks it violently, it'll lock down and basically stops the attack cold. The Brissant range is, or Brissant Secure, is the range that I recommend myself. There are other models and makes, but there are some issues with them with the release of a new tool. One of the issues with locks is if someone comes up with a really good lock, a really hard lock, someone will make a tool to defeat it. Because locksmiths have to be able to get your door open. And they don't want to spend 2 hours drilling your lock. They want to be in 15 seconds if they can. Of course, if that's a widely available, simple tool, then it becomes a criminal technique. No damage, 15 seconds. What's your insurance company going to say?
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. So if somebody's playing around with their safety pins at the moment and wants to actually get some real knowledge about the tools and how this sport is, you know, can educate them in engineering, in many ways. I'm learning a little bit about engineering sitting with you. Where can they go? What's the body that you're connected to?
Well, the open organisation of lock pickers is the is Tool UK, and we started off with the Holland branch Tool. They're not called Tool Holland because they're the original ones, and don't say Holland to them either because they're Dutch. there's also SS Dev in Germany, and Tool USA are very active. Look us up online.
Where's the website?
Tool.org.uk.
Tool.org.uk if you want to know more and get deeper into lock sport. Concerns, things people need to look out for, should they be purchasing the tools for the job?
Don't play with locks you're not allowed to pick. Don't pick a lock that you rely on. If you break your front door lock, you have to leave your house unlocked while you go to the shops and try and find another lock. Or worse, you have to call out a locksmith, which does cost a lot of money, because I charge a lot of money.
But then I expect that from a professional, and with your knowledge, I think I'd trust you. Fantastic. Thanks. I really appreciate your help today, and I'm stepping away with confidence, which is, I think, the most important thing. The moment, because I don't think I've done a four bar of anything. You've all been to four bars just in a row, and so when that popped, the confidence is kind of really. I'm gonna invest in some gear and have a play. Thank you.
No problem.